Hey everybody, what's up? It's your host, Dangerous ASMR, and we're back for yet another Drunk and Dangerous. How are you? I'm great, thanks for asking. You're welcome, by the way, for me asking, you know. I know how much you appreciate it. And since I can no longer badger my friends in person into giving me kudos and congratulations, I now have to go online and threaten you all for the praise that I so rightly deserve. And I wouldn't say shit like this, except everyone's quarantining, so I know you're not going to hunt me down and kick my ass for being obnoxious. Oh, fuck you! No, I'm joking. I love you. Please don't come hunt me down. Anyway, how is your time in quarantine? Mine's been great, not been hunted down yet. 10 out of 10. Feeling good. Fucking put it on my tombstone. I could just see, like, all the mocking news articles now, like, her last post before she died. And it would just be that clip of me. Like, haha, you're not gonna hunt me down. But indeed, she was wrong. When not one but several members of her Patreon hunted her down and killed her in the dead of night. Well deserved. You all get the Congressional Medal of Honor. Oh, finally we can go back to the conservative way of life. Man, woman, child, dog, fence, and this weird urine pornography that those freaks are into. Hey, those freaks are us. And we're back for another Drunk and Dangerous. Let's get right into this story, shall we? Yes, we shall. And this story is called The Little Magic Table, The Golden Donkey, and The Club in the Sack. The Club in the Sack sounds like a euphemism for having, like, a really big dick. He's got a club in the sack. Part one. Woo, good stuff. Already, I'm so excited. Once upon a time, there was a shoemaker who had 3 sons and a goat. The sons had to help him in his trade, and the goat had to nourish them with her milk. Did she have to? I feel like she was kind of forced to. That's good. In order for the goat to get good, delicious food every day, the sons took turns and led her out to graze in a meadow. It's all a euphemism for sex, I feel like. It really is. The eldest took her to the churchyard, where the goat jumped about and ate the grass. In the evening, when he'd led her home, he asked, "Goat, have you had enough?" It's about sex. Okay, listen to this part. The goat answered, "Oh my, I'm stuffed. Enough's enough. Meh, meh." She's stuffed with dick, club in the sack. The guy's fucking a goat. The end. Meh. That's the lustiest meh you've ever heard. Meh. Let's head for home. The sun said and led it back to the stable and tied it up. The old shoemaker asked his son whether the goat had received enough to eat. The goat answered, "It's really stuffed. It's had enough." However, the shoemaker wanted to see for himself whether that was true. It's a good old gangbang. Okay. So we went to the stall in the stable and asked, "Goat, have you had enough?" The goat replied, "How can I have eaten enough? I just jumped over mounds real rough. Didn't find one blade of grass because the ground was tough. Meh. Meh."
"Meh, see? Then let's head home."
And he took the goat to the stable and told the old man that the goat was full. Once again, the father went to the stable and asked... Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. I totally skipped a part. Sorry, it was premature goating. When the shoemaker heard this, he was convinced that his son had lied to him. He became furious, jumped up, took his cane from the wall, gave his son a good beating, and sent him away. The next day, the second son had to take the goat to a meadow and led it to the very best grass, which the goat completely devoured. In the evening, he asked the goat, "Goat, have you had enough?"
"Oh my, I'm stuffed. Enough's enough.
Meh, meh."
"Then let's head home." And he took the goat to the stable and told the old man that the goat was full. Once again, the father went to the stable and asked,
"Goat, have you had enough?"
"How can I have eaten enough? I just jumped over mounds real rough. Didn't find one blade of grass, because the ground was tough.
Meh, meh."
The shoemaker became angry, and also gave a good beating to his second son and chased him from the house. Finally, the third son had to take the goat into the meadow. He was on his guard and looked for the very best grass. Indeed, there was nothing left when the goat had finished eating. In the evening, the son asked,
"Goat, have you had enough?"
"Oh my, I'm stuffed. Enough's enough."
"Meh, meh."
"Then let's head home,"
he said, and took the goat to the stable and assured his father that the goat was full. He should just say it's full of shit, because it clearly is. Can't the dad see the goat still fat as hell? Maybe the goat has an eating problem. Have you considered that? My cat is chungus as hell because she clearly has an eating problem. She was feral when I adopted her, so, like, she's afraid she's not going to get enough to eat. The other one was always raised by humans, and so she has a petite appetite. Maybe this goat has food anxiety. You don't know. You know, it's a slut, too. You can hear it in its voice. I'm joking. Don't judge someone by their voice. Come on. If that was true, you'd have to judge me crazy. And we all know that's not true.
It's not true.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I haven't eaten all day. So the father gave his third son a good beating. This guy is just looking for a reason. He chased him from the house. Now the shoemaker wanted to take the goat out by himself. So he tied it with a rope and led it to the middle of the best grass on the meadow, where the goat ate grass the entire day. In the evening, the shoemaker asked,
"Goat, have you had enough?"
"Oh my, I'm stuffed. Enough's enough.
Meh, meh."
"Well, let's head for home."
And led the goat to the stable. When he tied her up the stall, he asked once again,
"Goat, have you had enough?"
Now the goat answered him as usual, because she's really dumb.
"How can I have eaten enough? I just jumped over mounds real rough. Didn't find one blade of grass, because the ground was tough. Meh, meh."
When the shoemaker heard this, he realized that he had driven his three sons away, even though they had been innocent. Consequently, he became so angry with the nasty goat that he fetched his razor and shaved the goat's head until it was bald, and gave it a good whipping. That sounds like a hot idea. If not a goat, but on a person, not on a goat. That's gross. You know what I mean. With the goat aside, okay, that was a mistake and I shouldn't have said it, but you see where I was heading. Not that direction. Shut the fuck up. The human direction. I'm not going to edit this out either. I should, but I won't. Because gotta own who you are. If you don't remember your mistakes, because people don't shut up about them and remind you over and over because it's funny, I'd be doomed to repeat them, and I don't want to repeat that mistake. I mean, the last time I did that in an interview. In the meantime, the eldest son had apprenticed himself to a carpenter, and when he had finished his apprenticeship and wanted to begin his travels, the carpenter gave him a little magic table and told him that he only had to say, "Little table, be covered," and it would be covered by a white tablecloth, and on it would be a silver plate with a silver knife and fork, a crystal glass filled with red wine, and all, what kind of red wine? Like, from where? What region? What year? Like, how good is this shit? Is it, like, prison wine? Is it at least drinkable? A whole bunch of varieties there. And all over the most beautiful dishes of food. Okay, the dishes are good, but is the food good? Answer me. Yeah, that's what I thought. Upon receiving this gift, he set out into the world, and wherever he was, in a field, in the forest, or in a tavern, and whenever he set his table down and said, "Little table, be covered," he would then have the most splendid meal. I hope he tested it in front of this guy and wasn't just like, "I'll take your word for it." Wish.com. This $5 smoke detector will probably work. One day he entered an inn where many guests had already gathered. They asked him whether he wanted to eat with them. He answered, "No, but you should all eat with me." Upon saying this, he set down his little table in the room and said, "Little table, be covered." And suddenly it stood there, covered with the most sumptuous food. And when a dish became empty, a new one appeared immediately in its place, and all the guests were marvelously treated. The innkeeper, however, thought, "If you had such a table, you'd be a rich man." And that evening, as the carpenter was fast asleep and had put his little table in a corner, the innkeeper fetched another one that looked just like it and placed the genuine one with it. What are the odds he had one that was identical in appearance to the little magical table? You'd hope he'd made it a little more custom than, like, it's a small brown table. It looks just like the one you can find in Walmart Mainstays brand. I hope you don't ever have it switched out. I guess you'd only know if you used it, like, that second, if it was really your table or anybody's table. Like, I hope this doesn't make you paranoid. So he switched it out with the other mainstay's table he got for $49.95, brought to you by slave labor. I mean, I'm not judging. Like, I probably have one, too. I'm just saying, you gotta own it, right? Not literally, though. Not the slave labor, the cheap products from Walmart. Well, you don't want to... Okay, I'm not even dope. I'm not even going here. No. No. Even sober me isn't sober enough for that discussion. Okay, let's see. Magic table. Okay, he switched it out. He just had the other table. How does it even happen? How did he know? Who knows? Okay. Early the next morning, the good fellow got up, lifted the little table onto his back, and didn't notice that it was the wrong one. He went home and said to his father, "Don't worry about anything anymore or concern yourself." No, don't ever do that to your parents. That's horrible. You will not be able to live up to that promise. "I have a little magic table, and we can now live in luxury for the rest of our days." His father was delighted to hear this and invited all of their relatives to their home. Oh, he didn't even test it either? These people are gullible as fuck. "Oh, son, I'm so glad you came to me with what must be a true story about a little magic table. I'll tell everyone we know, so we'll be shamed forever if it's incorrect." I mean, could you imagine in the future, even if no one talked about it to your face, they'd all be like, "Oh my God, remember the time that Joe invited, like, his crazy son to show how his magic table worked, and we all just sat there and, like, we hadn't eaten for, like, 5 hours? And he made us sit there for, like, the rest of the night to try to pressure his son into admitting he'd lied, but, like, the kid wouldn't do it, and so we were literally stuck there until breakfast time. Oh my God, it was the worst. Oh, here he comes." Like, that's what it would be like. You fucking know it would. Don't lie. Oh my God. And when they had all gathered together, the son set the table in the middle of the room and said, "Little table, be covered." But the little table remained as empty as it had been. full of empty promises, like that mainstay table from Walmart. And the son realized that he had been duped and was ashamed of himself while the relatives left without drinking and eating. My story was correct. A shame forever. Father and son had to resume their usual work. Is his usual work beating his son? The second son had gone to a miller, and when he had finished his apprenticeship, the miller gave him the donkey Bricklebrit as a gift. Whenever one said Bricklebrit to this donkey, gives you a donkey pun, it would begin to spew gold coins from the front and the behind. So you mean the mouth and the ass? That poor fucking donkey, that cannot be comfortable. It has to shit and spew out gold. Won't that kill it eventually? I mean, I know the donkey's magic, but doesn't it have to breathe? If you just kept saying it, when it just keeps shitting gold and puking gold until it died? I shouldn't laugh. That'd be so torturous. Like, why am I laughing? That's hilarious.
Bricklebrit this, you son of a bitch.
You use your, like... Like, he gold comes up. I didn't say how fast. What if it's, like, insanely fast? So you use the donkey as, like, an enemy. And then it would be, like, the donkey punch. It was going, Bricklebrit! You and your magical gold-shitting pony solve crimes together and, like, fucking beat up, like, Batman. But you ride a donkey. And you're, like, Robin Hood meets Batman, right? So you beat up criminals and you give gold to the poor. Because the criminals get beat up and, like, there's gold everywhere. I mean, they have concussions. They might die. But there's, like, tons of gold left with the dead body. Enough to pay for the funeral, at least. With more left over to help rise the poor neighborhoods where crime is more prevalent out of poverty. Thanks, Bricklebrit. You know, I mean, it may be murder, but can you really charge the donkey? I don't think so. Fucking Bricklebrit, motherfucker. Anyway, it would spew gold coins from the front and the behind. Uh-huh, you can do me in the front and the behind. We know what that means. Whew, that was not an option. I swear to God. After he departed, the young man reached the same tavern where his brother's little table had been stolen from him. They never learn. He let himself be treated like a prince. And when he was given the bill, he went to the donkey in the stable and said, Bricklebrit! All at once, he had more gold than he had. We had cool coins than I needed. I guess that's not a good amount, but more than he needed, I guess. How many more? We don't fucking know. We could have needed four and had five. That's not impressive. Was it like 400 more than he needed or like one? You know? Like, how accurate is Bricklebrit? Is it like an ATM? Can you be like, Bricklebrit, 500? And he would just like spew it out. Get a receipt for how many gold coins? Why wouldn't you just say it like all day? So you wouldn't have to say it for like a long fucking time. And then in case someone stole your donkey like that, you literally have a fuck ton of gold anyway. I'm not going out taking my fucking gold shitting donkey out with me. Is this guy insane? Why would you take it out with you? Leave it unattended? Didn't make it shit itself to death? Gold coins, like we all would have done at this point. These people kind of have it coming. Let's see. He had the donkey shit itself and he paid with gold. He had more than he needed. However, the innkeeper had observed this, and during the night he got up, untied the golden donkey, and replaced it with his animal. Does it look identical? I don't know. They don't say. So in the morning, the miller's apprentice left with the wrong donkey and didn't realize that he had been deceived. Maybe they don't look alike. This guy's just really dumb. When he returned home to his father, he also declared, Enjoy life! I have the donkey Bricklebrit, and you can have as much gold as you wish! So once again, his father invited all of their relatives, and a large white cloth was spread out in the middle of the room. Are they having a seance? Ooh, they're sacrificing Bricklebrit to Satan. For the bird god. And we all know, bird god. Satan, same fucking thing. Oh, God, of course he invited them all again without checking. You know, his relatives are all stupid, too. They came without checking to make sure it was real. They're all dumb. They deserve to go home hungry. Or, I mean, without gold. I guess this... Maybe they were going to eat the gold. I don't know. So they all sat around on their seance table. And the donkey was brought from the stable and set onto the cloth. The miller said, "Bricklebrit!" But it was in vain. Not a single gold coin appeared. Immediately the son realized that he had been duped. He was ashamed of himself and began to practice his trade to support himself. What the fuck does that mean? Oh, he's a miller or some shit? I don't know. So he immediately started doing milling, like, right there with all the relatives. Like, I can't give you gold coins, but I'll mill for you right here, right now. I'm not going into the one way that his relatives are like, oh, we could get payment some other way. Let us fuck your donkey. The third son had gone to a turner, who gave him a sack with a club in it as gift. When the young man was ready to go off on his he gave him his big dick. You know that's what it was. He gave him a sack with a club in it as a gift when the young man was ready to go off on his travels. Here, safe travels. Let Daddy give you this club. Mm-mm. Whenever he said, club, come out of the sack, the club would jump out and dance on people's backs and beat them mercilessly. So he got the gift of violence? That seems like you're encouraging deviant behavior, to be perfectly honest. It's really like... You give your kids, like, here, I'm getting you a house for graduation, you know, I'm getting you this great car, and it's like, I'm getting you a lock-picking kit. And a set of keys. Good luck on your path, my child. I'm not saying to hit these mark of houses that I've laid out for you on this map. Even though you'll have the ability and the hours that they'll be absent right here. For you to see. I mean, you probably won't, just if you want to. I guess we'll see, you know, who you are, I guess, as a person left in these boring quarantine times. There's free electronics available for you if you just decide to try out this lockpicking set I'm giving you. It's your gift. Like, his gift is to beat the shit out of people. Randomly, the clubs don't give a care. He could do it to somebody's grandma. And she didn't even have COVID-19. There was no reason to stomp her down. She wasn't going to infect you. She was just going to give you a, you know... Okay, never mind. That went wrong place. We're not... It's not April Fool's. I'm not going there. At very least. Until then. Let's see. Okay. Oh, right, he's got the club. The club beats the shit out of people. Now the young turner had heard that his brothers had lost their treasures at an inn. Therefore, he went to the same inn and said that his brothers had brought with them a little magic table and the donkey Bricklebrit. But what he was carrying in his sack was worth much more precious and worth much more. No, it's not. How is that more precious? This guy is really violent. Don't steal his shit. I feel like if you steal this guy's shit, if you steal that club, he will literally douse you in acid as you sleep. This man has no conscience. It's like we looked into your soul. We saw the gift you'd treasure most would be this club that beats the fuck out of your enemies. And he's like, yeah, that kind of guy. He's got hatred in his soul, man. Don't steal from that guy. He's got nothing to lose. You've just stolen his most precious item, a club to beat you to death with. Feel like that's not the person you want to fuck with. I don't know. Oh, God. Okay. So he bragged about it, too. He couldn't stop bragging about his beautiful club. The innkeeper was curious and thought that all good things come in threes and wanted to steal this treasure during the night. But the turner had placed the sack under his pillow, and when the innkeeper came and tried to pull it out... He tried to do it while he's sleeping. That is so rude. Pull out his club while he's asleep. Consent, my friend. You need consent. Unless we're in a certain role play, but that's We're all consenting.
Shh.
He tried to pull his club out in the night. But I just... I honestly feel at some point like they're trying to just do this to make it... okay. When the innkeeper came and tried to pull it out, the young man said, "Club, come out of the sack." That's where the porn starts. He's gonna punish him for trying to take it.
"Oh, I'll give it to you now." All at once, the club jumped out of the sack and danced with the innkeeper and beat him so mercilessly that he readily promised to return the little magic table and the donkey Bricklebrit. Once he received them, the youngest son set out for home and brought everything to his father and lived with him and his brothers in happiness and joy. As for the goat, she had run off to a foxhole. And when the fox came home and looked into his cave, he saw a pair of large, fiery eyes glaring at him. He became so frightened that he ran away and encountered the bear, who said, "Brother Fox, why are you making such a face? A gruesome beast is sitting in my cave with terrifying, fiery eyes. Well, then I'll drive it out for you," the bear said and went to the cave. However, when he arrived at the cave and saw the fiery eyes, he too was struck by fear and ran off. A bunch of fucking wusses. Now a bee came flying by. That's an odd pairing. I apologize if I have preference for mammals. That surprised me. Yet they all know each other. I want to know how they met. How did that happen? This cannot be the first time they've ever met. No, there's a story behind that. How they all fucking know each other. A bee, a bear, and a fox. They're all, like, chilling out. What the fuck? How long do bees even live? They can't live that long. How long have they known each other? It'd be long for the bee, but not for, like, the bear and the fox. Oh, my God. So the bee said, "Why are you looking so pale, bear?" I don't know. That's a bee has an annoying fucking voice. That's why he's dying young. That voice. So annoying. "A gruesome beast is sitting in the fox's cave. We can't chase it away." Then the bee said, "I'm nothing but a tiny creature, and you don't give me the attention that I deserve. But perhaps I can help you." Wait a minute. Oh, so he's literally, like, he's sad. Oh, he's depressed. He's like, no one likes little bee man. Poor little bee man. So the bee flew into the foxhole and stung the goat. Oh, he sacrificed himself? I mean, I guess they're probably not following the rules of, like, biology, but fine. So if he is still alive, he's a wasp, and fuck him. Fuck wasps. No, thank you. So the bee, quote-unquote, flew into the foxhole and stung the goat on its smooth-shaven head so that she jumped up screaming, "Meh! Meh!" and ran away. And to this day, nobody knows whatever happened to the goat. She became dangerous ASMR, obviously. I'm the goat, baby. Okay. All right, part two. That is a long fucking story. Holy shit. Okay, part two. A tailor had three sons whom he wanted to send off into the world one after the other. They were supposed to learn an honest living. Since he didn't want them to leave empty-handed, each was to receive a pancake and a penny. I mean, fuck you, right? That's like giving a tip at a restaurant where you leave like 10 cents. That's more of an insult than nothing. Like, it's basically saying you're a piece of shit. Not like I'm so poor I can't give you something. It's like, hey, here's how little you mean to me. A pancake and a penny. I mean, really? Like, here's the story, kids. Here's a pancake and a penny. See those things in your hands? Put together, they're both worth more than you. Oh, burn. I'm not your real father. Mother's a whore. The eldest set out and encountered a little man who lived in a nutshell. Why the fuck not? However, he was enormously rich and said to the tailor's son, "If you look after my herd on the mountain and will protect it, you'll receive a good gift from me. However, you must beware of the house at the foot of the mountain. There are a lot of merry things going on there. You could always hear music and shouting and dancing. If you enter that house, then you can forget about working for me."
God, what a little asshole. Don't fucking dictate what I do on my fucking free time, dickface. I don't care if you fucking... I'm gonna kick your little fucking nutshell house, you piece of shit. I'll step on you, asshole.
God, judgmental.
You're the size of a tiny man living in a fucking nutshell and you're judging me?
Dick.
Ugh. The tailor's son agreed. No balls. Drove the herd up the mountain, looked after it diligently, and always kept far away from the house. However, one time on a Sunday, he heard how much fun people were having inside, and he thought, one time won't hurt. So he went inside, danced, and was delighted. But when he went outside again, it was night, and the entire herd had disappeared, just like his virtue. So he went to his master with a heavy heart and confessed to him what he had done. The man in the nutshell was immensely angry. Oh, it must have been terrifying. However, since the young man had served him so diligently, and since he had confessed his mistake openly, he gave him the magic table as a gift. So this is just the story, like, retold, because they were like, no, I don't like your version. This is the better one. So we'll find out. We'll see. This one had a tiny little man in a nutshell for no reason. It's already pretty interesting. The tailor's son was deeply grateful and set out on his way home. I feel like a bad thing's going to happen. He's not going to get the... I feel like something's going to happen on the table. I don't know. I'm just... I feel like this is a mainstay of this story. Okay, where am I? Got so distracted. The tailor's son was deeply grateful and set on his way home to his father. Along the way, he stopped at an inn and asked the innkeeper to give him a special room. He told him he didn't need any food and locked himself in the room. The innkeeper wondered what the strange guest was going to do in the room, so he sneaked upstairs and looked through the keyhole. All at once, he saw how the stranger set a small table down in front of him and said, "Little table, cover yourself." And as soon as he said that, the best food and drink appeared before him. The innkeeper thought the little table would be better in his hands. Well, no shit. So in the night, when the stranger was fast asleep, he fetched the magic table and replaced it with another that looked the same. I can't imagine where he got that. It's Magic Table Warehouse. In the morning, the tailor's son departed and didn't notice that he had been deceived. When he returned home, if only he had eaten breakfast, he would have known. When he returned home, he told his father about his good fortune, and the old man was happy and wanted to test the miraculous table right away. But even when his son spoke the words, "Little table, cover yourself," a few times, it was to no avail. The table remained empty, and the young man realized that he had been robbed. Okay, at least now I feel like these people are acting smart. I feel bad for him now. Nobody's showing off. The innkeeper's an asshole. And the dad was smart enough not to say, "Let's invite everybody in the world to our gathering to see your failure, son." At least he was skeptical. Like, this time the innkeeper's actually a piece of shit. Although the pancake and the penny is weird as fuck. Please, that don't get somebody that as like a gift before they leave. Kind of insulting. Now the second son received his pancake and a penny and went into the world to do better things. He too came upon the man in the nutshell and served him faithfully a long time, but he let himself be led astray. He had fun. He went into the house, had fun, danced, and lost the herd. So he had to take his leave, but the man gave him a donkey. Whenever he said to the animal, "Rattle and shake yourself, spew gold from behind and from the front, gold rain from all sides." That is way less catchy than Bricklebrit. Rattle and shake yourself, spew gold from behind and from the front? What the fuck? I mean, Bricklebrit makes no sense, but it's way better than shake yourself. I don't even remember it. I've said it twice. Rattle and shake yourself, spew gold from behind and from the front. If I don't want it to be from behind and from the front, can I just pick one? Spew gold from behind or spew gold from the front? Can I just say spew gold from your ears? Would that work? Would it kill the donkey? If so many questions. Gold rain from all sides. Apparently it's all sides, not just the back and the front. I don't know where that came from then. The second son set out for home with a great pleasure, but he stopped at the inn, and the innkeeper replaced the donkey with a common one. Apparently, the innkeeper didn't even know it was special, just guessed. I guess he just guessed this time. He's like another guest with the magical, it must be magic. And when the young man returned home and wanted to make his father rich, it was all over, and his good fortune was ruined. Finally, the third son, yeah, it was all over. I mean, I was just saying, like, he tried it and it didn't work, and he was like, no, I just said spew your gold on my face for no reason. This was all over. He can't make his dad rich. So sad. Finally, the third son was equipped with a pancake and the penny and went into the world, and he promised to do better. He served the man in the nutshell faithfully. Why do they keep going to this asshole? Make your own way in life. Fuck that guy in the nutshell. And in order to prevent himself from entering the dangerous house, I like they call it the dangerous house. Legit, the dangerous house. That is my house. To prevent him from entering dangerous house, he stuffed his ears with cotton. That's where we dance and we party. And sure, you might lose your sheep. Who gives a sheep? Not me. Come to dangerous house. But not literally. I told you about hunting me down. Don't do it. He stuffed his ears with cotton. Oh, to not hear my voice, my soothing voice saying, come to me, my darling, come to dangerous house.
Or I'll eat your soul.
That's just what it's like. It's so good. It's the next succubus one. That's what it's going to be. So sexy. Okay. He stuffed his ears full of cotton. And within a year of service had been completed, he delivered the entire herd to the man, and not one animal was missing. Then the little man said, I must give you a special reward. Here is a satchel. There's a club in it. And as soon as you say, why is he giving the club to beat people with? Club, get out of the satchel. It will jump out and cause people a great deal of pain. The third son set out for home and stopped by the inn and saw the innkeeper taking his brother's gifts. He threw his satchel on the table and spoke about his brother. One of them had a little magic table and the other a golden donkey. All that's quite good, but it's nothing compared to what I have in this satchel. It's the most valuable thing in the world. The innkeeper became curious and hoped to get this treasure as well. When the night came and the third son had laid himself down in the straw and he placed the satchel beneath the bed, the innkeeper stayed awake and waited until he thought the third son was fast asleep. Then he went and fetched another satchel and wanted to pull out the satchel from under the young man's head. However, the third son had stayed awake, and when he noticed the innkeeper's hand, he cried out, Club, get out of the satchel! All at once, the club jumped out and fell upon the innkeeper and beat him so badly that he fell upon his knees and screamed for mercy. However, the third son refused to let the club stop until the thief returned the little table and the golden donkey. Then he set out for home. Yeah, he beat him with his club all night. Then he set out for home with the three magic gifts to join his brothers, and from then on they lived with their wealth and happiness, and the father always said, I didn't provide them with my pancake and my penny for nothing. Oh my God, you honestly expect praise for that? Ew, that's gross. Don't be gross, old man. Okay, so we're going to do one more story because that one was pretty fucking long. The last one is called The Tablecloth, The Knapsack, this is going to be like the same fucking one. No, I'm going past this one because I'm not reading the same fucking thing again. Okay, we'll go back to that one. I'm sorry. You're welcome. None of us wanted that. This one is called Mrs. Fox. Number one. Once upon a time, there was an old fox with nine tails. Sounds familiar. Since he wanted to know how faithful his wife was, he stretched himself out beneath the bench and pretended to be as dead as a dormouse. Don't know where the fuck this is going. It's like Cheaters with What's-His-Face. Do you remember that show? Most of it was fake, but some of it was real? Remember, like, Joey Greco was the host, and he got, like, stabbed for real one time? Does anyone remember that? Or maybe that was the new host? I don't remember, but the host got stabbed. That's all I remember. This is like that. This is like that, but with foxes. Then his wife, Mrs. Fox, went upstairs into her room and locked the door. She's probably masturbating. Her maid, the cat, was sitting on the hearth and cooking. When it became known that the old fox had died, there was a knocking at the door. What are you doing, my fine maiden cat? Are you awake? Where are you at? The cat went to the door and opened it. A young fox stood outside. I don't know who's fucking saying this. I'm not sleeping. I'm awake. I'm cooking warm beer and a butter cake. Would the gentleman like to be my guest? No, thank you. But what is Mrs. Fox doing? Mrs. Fox sits up in her room until it's late and yammers all about her fate. She weeps until her eyes are silky red, all because Mr. Fox is dead. Why are you rhyming about it? That seems really disrespectful. Well, tell her a young fox is here who'd like to court her. So the cat went up the stairs. Trippity trap. Yeah, it's a trippity trap. Don't do it. She opened the door. Gonna give you the clippity clap. Mrs. Fox, are you there? Yes, my little cat, I'm here. There's a young fox outside who wants to court you. And Mrs. Fox said to her, my child, what's he look like to you? Does he also have 9 so bushy tails like blessed Mr. Fox?
She sounds like, she's in a cult, right?
Oh, blessed Mr. Fox and his 9 so bushy tails. Oh, no, he only has 1 tail. Then I don't want him.
So the cat went down the stairs and sent the suitor away. Soon after, there was another knocking at the door, and it was another fox that had 2 tails. Oh no, poor Tails, he's getting rejected. And the same happened to him, and then happened to the first fox. Afterward, others came with more tails than the previous fox, until a suitor came with 9 tails. Now Mrs. Fox said to the cat, it's just the first fox with like 8 fake tails. Now Mrs. Fox said to the cat, open the door and gate quite wide and drag old Mr. Fox outside. She had the corpse with her the whole time. The fuck? I feel like, life lesson, if you can't find a proper suitor, can't find a date, I would recommend perhaps you bury the corpse of your last girlfriend or boyfriend that is still in your residence. If they see the corpse, they might feel like you have old baggage and unresolved issues. I don't know why. It might be the putrefying corpse of your ex laying in the bed where they died. Just feel like, maybe. Maybe move him out from under the bench. Like, I feel like you're expected to move on right away if you expect the corpse to still be fresh, because... talk about the body still warm. You're like, yeah, I can't drag it outside till I've moved on. I don't want it to rot. I'm sorry. It had nothing to do with Jerry. He was a perfectly lovely man. Oh, let's see. But when they were just about to hold the wedding, old Mr. Fox reappeared. Within seconds, he threw the entire crowd out of the house and chased Mrs. Fox away. Fuck that asshole. What the hell? That makes no goddamn sense. So because you pretended to die and she mourned you for a long time till she found someone that seemed enough like you that she could move on, and then you're like, got you, bitch, I pretended to be dead for a year. Fucking got you. You grieved and moved on in an appropriate amount of time, you fucking whore. You and your friends and family, you also thought I was dead and thought you were moving on and were just trying to support you because they love you. Fuck you too. I mean, he kind of was better off dead, though. Okay, so let's read part 2 of this, because I'm just curious where this is going, where this bag of dicks is going. Old Mr. Fox died. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't. I'm sorry. Unless he's really dead, I don't believe it. This is all some fucking moral about moving on, and that once your husband dies, you have to be sad and alone forever, or you were cheating, or some stupid shit, because it's always some Jesus-y crap, and no offense, but it's not the good part of religion, it's the crap part they want us to be morals about. Not about love yourself, but like, you know, don't ever get over your spouse's death. They could be faking it, ready to prank you. It's a social experiment, and you failed. Old Mr. Fox died, and a suitor, a wolf, came to the door. It's another, come on. I came to the door and knocked. Good day, Miss Kat Von... Oh, she's got a name.
Miss Kat von Karowitz? She's Jewish, apparently.
Good day, Miss Kat von Karowitz. How come you're sitting there alone? What are you making? It smells so good.
Kat von Karowitz. Actually, totally sounds like an old-timey female detective.
Kat von Karowitz, at your service.
Kat,
I'm making porridge out of milk and bread. Does the gentleman desire now to be fed?
That's kind of a weird thing to say to a total stranger who's coming to your house.
Wolf. No thanks. Is Mrs. Fox at home?
Kat. She sits up in a room until it's late and yammers all about her hard, cruel fate. She weeps about her misery until her eyes are silky red, all because Mr. Fox is dead.
Another one of these repeats, but let's see how this goes. This is Wolf this time. Is this supposed to be offensive because he's not the same species? Is this some kind of racist shit? I don't know. Let's see. Let's fucking see. This seems like some weird kind of prejudiced bullshit, right? Wolf, fox, you know? The first one was a fox. And this one's like, oh, it's bad because she's a wolf? Like, what's the difference? Huh? 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 That's what I thought. Actually, can wolves and foxes, like, breed? They can, can't they? Yes, no? I have no idea. That's interesting. This is... Okay, now I'm just thinking of some kind of crossover potential, but never mind where my mind's at right now. Like, not good, right? Right? Okay.
Wolf, if she wants to have another husband now, tell her I'm here and have her come down. Come on down, if the husband is right.
That's right. Okay. So, the cat ran up the stairs to find her way through hallway after hallway. She really's running for that? Like, I really hope my friend, if some random comes in the door, like, hey, I'll totally marry, like, Mrs. Fox. Have her come down here. Her husband's dead. I'll bang her. You don't have to come run for me. Please don't say yes. Please send them away. Let's see. She ran until she came to a very large room packed full of things, where she knocked on the door with her 5 golden rings.
Mrs. Fox, are you inside? If you want a husband right now, then you should come down. Please come down.
Mrs. Fox. Is the gentleman wearing red pants, and does he have a pointed mouth? Cat.
No?
Mrs. Fox.
Then he's of no use to me.
Red pants and pointed mouth. What? You want a chicken? You want a bird man? Pointed mouth? Red pants? You want a chicken with pants? Is that what you want? You want a chicken man with some pants? We can get you a chicken man with pants, Fox Lady. You want to eat him, don't you? That's what you want. You want a meal. You want to fuck it and eat it like a vampire. Shame on you, Mrs. Fox.
Shame.
Chicken man. This is not a chicken. It does of no use to me. Cat, no. Mrs. Fox.
It's of no use to me.
Now the wolf was rejected. And afterward a dog came. And he was treated the same way. And then a moose. A rabbit, a bear, a lion, and all the animals of the forest. Dear fucking God. How desirable is this fox that everyone wants to fucking turn? All the animals of the forest of all genders. Birds, bees, like literally fucking everything. Please bang us, Mrs. Fox. If Mr. Fox rejects her after all this, he's stupid as fuck because literally everyone wants her. She is gotta be a fucking dime piece. Mr. Fox, you stupid, jealous fuck. She rejected everyone. That's the real moral of this story. And you need to get red pants and have a pointed mouth. Anyway, all the animals. But they were all lacking something that the old fox had possessed. And the cat had to send them all away. Maybe it's because they're not a fucking fox. Come on. Finally, a young fox came. Mrs. Fox. Is the gentleman wearing red pants and does he have a pointed mouth? Cat. Yes. Mrs. Fox. Well then, let him come up. But first, clean the room and throw Mr. Fox out the window. But wait, listen. There's a reason given this time.
He brought many a fat mouse into the house, but ate them alone, the nasty old louse. He never gave me one to eat in this house. You can't rhyme house with house, you idiot. Shouldn't have fed you. Your poetry was terrible. Now the wedding was held and they danced, and if they haven't stopped dancing, then they are still... And if they haven't stopped dancing, then they are still dancing. What? I mean, yes, but they probably have. I mean, that's a fair assumption. If they haven't stopped, then they're still doing it. No, they're probably dead. I don't think that you can still be dancing. I mean, that's how it's written. Now, the wedding was held and they danced. Wedding is held, comma, and they danced, comma. And if they haven't stopped dancing, comma, then they are still dancing. Period. End of story. Correct. The moral of that story is, if you haven't stopped doing something, you're still doing it. This just in. The wisdom of the ages. If you haven't stopped doing that thing, you're continuing to do that thing. And now, back with sports. Tom? Oh my god. That was great. Okay, that was awesome. Thank you guys so much for joining me for another Drunken Dangerous. Did you have a good time? I had a good time. You better have had a good time, you motherfucker. You had a good time, just admit it. Or don't. I don't give a shit. Don't comment that you didn't have a good time. I will be not nice to you. Actually, I probably will, which means I'm thinking not nice things. So don't make me be professional with you. Don't make me go professional. That's terrible. No, let's keep it casual. Nothing but praise. All the best content creators want nothing but abject praise, just like me. Worship me. Don't tell me about my flaws, my many glaring flaws. Oh, God. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tolerating me, and I will see you next week. I love you guys. Mwah. Bye.